What up, what up? Welcome to another edition of Splash Trash Meh, the G-Splash review show. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter, and always riding shotgun is Katie, a.k.a. Pepper Pops.
Hello, everybody.
This is Splash Trash Meh, episode number 52. Today we're reviewing Breaking Bad's El Camino, or El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, however you want to say it, as well as Jexy. A movie that nobody really needed to see or ask for.
I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
I bet you are.
I didn't see it, but
I'm hoping.
I like when you trash a film.
I have a pretty good feeling that this week's episode will be a lot more chill than last week's episode.
Well, I don't know what you're referring
to. Yeah,
I bet you don't. I have no idea.
But those who are new to the show and want to know our review system, it's very simple. It's splash if it's dope, trash if it's trash, and straight up garbage. And meh, if you should probably just keep your money and just wait for it to be free on a Netflix or whatever streaming service you are in, or I plan on subscribing to. If I do say so myself. Katie, how are you?
Yeah.
How's your week? What are you up to?
Good. I got to dog sit for the cutest dog ever this weekend.
Wow, wow, wow.
So that was super fun. And I watched some movies with her and hung out and ate some pizza. It was good.
Nice.
Now I'm back home with my animals. How are you?
I'm well. We just wrapped up G-Splash episode number 101. Yeah, where we talked a little bit about Gemini Man. We did a comic book review, so definitely check that out. That follows this episode directly, aka immediately, however you want to put it. You just keep listening to the channel, and it plays for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Get that awesome song. I love that G-Splash theme song.
Oh, yeah? You do? I feel like I need to...
I told you that about a dozen times.
I feel like I need to do a... remake it or do a new one. It's getting old. But as I'm watching all these sitcoms from TGIF, I'm realizing that they all kept their same theme song throughout
decades.
Forever.
The Simpsons aren't the Simpsons. Is that the same thing?
Yeah,
still?
But I don't know. Music, I guess, orchestrate music is a little different. Although when you watch things binging with theme songs, it kind of sucks. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's break down the latest two movies that have hit the world. I definitely wanted to try and get out to a few more, but I was just unable to. But this movie, Jexy, somehow caught a slight buzz. I don't know how, but it's a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics.
I mean, the idea sounds good. On paper, it sounds like it could be a fun film.
But this is, I still have a hard time with Rotten Tomatoes right now. Right now, it's got a 14% from critics and a 69% from audience.
69, yeah.
Well, I mean, you took it there, but I was saying that I didn't think that was a... Anyway, let me break down...
But Rambo was at like an 84, and that was...
Right, so I'm saying, like, it's awful. Like it's weird.
The people... Who? I know, but people and critics are so different.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are. Like,
people who
anyway
want to see a movie like Jexy.
So, all right, this is the premise for Jexy. Phil is a major has a major dependency issue. He's addicted to his phone. He has no friends. Has a job where he's writing pop culture top 10 lists that he hates.
Oh my gosh, is this my life?
And his love life is non-existent. When he's forced to upgrade his phone to the latest model, comes with an unexpected feature: Jexy, an AI life coach, virtual assistant, and cheerleader. With their help, Phil begins to get a real life, but as he becomes less dependent on his phone, Jexy's artificial intelligence morphs into a tech nightmare determined to keep Phil all to herself, even if it means ruining his chances of finding success. This sounds like a very familiar movie known as Her with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson, but this is a comedic rom-com twist.
What do you rate it?
I'm trying to think of other positive things to say about this movie. Before I rate it, I'll just say that there's moments in this movie that are kind of funny and fine. It's definitely that's all I can say about the movie. This movie's
trash. Straight garbage.
I'm all for rom-coms and things like that. There was definitely some.
There
was definitely some people in the theater who were laughing a lot at this movie. And there's some good jokes. I think Adam, what's his name? Adam Devine? Is that his name?
Devine, yes, 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 yes. Can he carry a film solo?
You know what this movie kind of reminded me of? It reminded me of like an updated version too of like 40 Days, 40 Nights, but maybe just because it was San Francisco. And tech.
Which one? What's 40 Days, 40 Nights? Why is that not ringing a bell?
Josh Hartnett, Minneapolis, Minnesotan.
Oh, where he like doesn't have sex for 40 days.
I don't know why I thought movie. Okay, I like, remember that. Yeah. Why I feel like those movies can compare. But
I saw
that awkward rom-comness, right? Like he can't have sex, but like this guy's, but he's kind of like awkward and about it. This cast, this has a good cast. I mean, Michael Peña's in it, who's pretty funny. At times.
You love him.
I do. I think he's a great actor. I don't mind Adam.
You want to marry him?
No, I don't say that. I don't think that's in my cards. but I think, oh wow, that's staying in there.
Sorry.
This movie's definitely flawed. There's a lot of, it seems like this movie has a lot of improv. I will say Wanda Sykes was really, I love Wanda Sykes and I love everything she
does. My mom wants to see this because she loves Wanda Sykes.
I would go see this. I would literally tell someone to go see this if they love Wanda Sykes because she's amazing. Like she's not in it very much, but for the timing that she's in it, she's the best character in the movie.
So you would say it's trash, but maybe you'd spend like $2.99 to like on demand rent it. If you're a Wanda Sykes fan.
If someone gave me $3 and I had $3 to not give a shit about, maybe. Nah, that's a big maybe. I would probably wait. Wanda Sykes doesn't have that big of a role, but she definitely, there's this one scene, and this is a spoiler going forward. So if you're really amped and don't want to talk about this movie, the timestamps are
down below. If you're really amped on seeing Jexy, maybe this isn't the podcast for you in general.
Yeah, maybe this movie's just targeted for like a younger... Nah, I don't even think that. Anyway, there's a scene where Jexy is... He's trying to get rid of this phone and she's like, I'll find you like everywhere, like whatever. I'm in the cloud, bitch. That's not even a line from the movie, but it just sounded good.
A little Breaking Bad reference.
Bitch. Yeah, which... We'll get into that a little bit later. There's a scene where he's trying to like get away from her, this AI, and she's just like gets into one of those like self-driving cars and starts chasing him down. And he runs in.
Lord.
He runs into the cell phone store, but it looks like an Apple store where Wanda Sykes works. And the car comes crashing in. And for some reason, everyone is gone. Like, there's a guy in the car who doesn't get out of the car and is like, what is happening? Wanda Sykes is in the store. She's apparently hiding, she pops up later. But when you see him go into the store first, it's like a bunch of people. And then everybody just suddenly disappears. And I was like, no one's freaking out that a car just drove into a store? That's not sitting
around. Yeah, that sounds like something you'd freak
also,
out.
Also, he had already gone into the store to get a second phone because he's like, my phone's defective. Like, it's crazy. It's obviously no one believes him because then when she's asked about stuff, this movie's out there. I get what it's trying to say about technology, but right. Fuck it.
On paper, it could be awesome.
It could be funny, too. I mean, like, I think had its moments, but no. It sucked. Trash.
I think it probably could have had its moments like back in like the Liar Liar Happy Gilmore phase of comedy films.
No way. Those are classics. I wouldn't even, I don't know. I don't,
I would say.
I think this was a big miss. I don't know what the goal was for this movie, except maybe to poke fun at people who may be too dependent on their phone. Cause he literally asks Siri and Alexa or what all of those fucking AIs to do.
Yeah.
Literally everything for him.
Yeah. I don't talk to Siri or Alexa or any of them because it's just the government.
The only thing I ever ask Siri for is what the weather is.
I ask Siri sometimes goofy stuff to see what she'll say to make the kids laugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, and my parents have Alexa and I don't speak to that thing at all.
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
Yeah. I think we've given this movie enough plugs, so let's get into a movie worth very much more. And we're talking El Camino, bitch. That's right.
Bitch.
That's that Breaking Bad movie. Now, before we get into the movie, I want to ask you, you're a Breaking Bad fan, correct? You watched.
Yes, sir.
Did you watch the show as it came out or kind of did you binge it later?
I did. I think it was the first two seasons. Maybe three were a binge, but four and five I watched every Sunday night with my parents.
Yeah, I think I was the same way. I watched like maybe the first three or four seasons. And then I kind of went away from it. And then when they announced the last season, I went back, caught up, watched the last season.
I've been to Albuquerque and I've done, like, I've been to the car wash. I've been to Walter White's house.
They built a fence around that thing because people kept showing up.
When I was there, it wasn't there. There was just a sign up that says, please don't throw pizza on the roof.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was in Old Town Albuquerque, there's a candy store that sold like blue
crystal
colored sugar candy in tiny little dope bags that you could go buy. Like Albuquerque really embraced Breaking Bad. But yeah, I was down there to visit some of my best friends and we went by Walter White's house and the car wash and all of those things. So yes, I would say that I was very much and still am a Breaking Bad fan.
Did you watch Better Call Saul?
I did not. You've already yelled at me about that. It's on the list.
Why would I yell at you? I never watched that show.
You've said things to me about that sounds just like Better Call Saul.
I'm the wrong guy.
When I've mentioned something. Yeah, no, it's you.
I've actually never seen a single episode.
I know, but I remember talking about, somebody should make a show about, I said somebody should make insurance for drug dealers. And you said, that sounds like the premise of Better Call Saul. It was right when we'd watched Stranger Things. And I started watching that dope documentary series on Netflix.
So I referenced the show, not because you didn't watch the show.
Well, I feel like there was judgment.
Actually, you know what, Katie? Take it away. Tell us what this Lifetime movie is about.
This Lifetime movie?
This Hallmark movie.
Right. It definitely is a feel-good family film. So at the end of the Breaking Bad series,
spoilers if you've not watched the show.
Alert, yes.
So we won't spoil the movie at first, but we will spoil. By setting up the movie, we will spoil the show. So if you haven't seen it, maybe hit pause.
Sorry, you've had years to catch up.
Definitely. Wake up.
So on the last episode of the series finale of Breaking Bad, we are left with Jesse Pinkman, played by Aaron Paul, driving off in an El Camino. And Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, laying on the floor.
Bleeding to death.
Looking like he's probably going to die. And so this movie, El Camino, picks up from the moment of Jesse driving off in the El Camino to what is going to be Jesse's future. And includes some flashbacks. And some flashbacks of never before scenes. So we get a lot of really great appearances from cast members. Mm-hmm. And so it both illuminates what was happening to Jesse after he was kidnapped and held captive. And then now after that final scene in the series finale.
Yeah. So it's basically a long episode. Did you feel like this was,
yes.
Did you feel like, I got two questions for you. Did you feel like
yes,
fans really needed this?
I feel like fans didn't need this, but I felt like it was a nice.
You think they were asking for it? Did they need it and did they ask? Like, I feel like those are two different questions. That's why I asked.
I think people probably asked for it in the sense of wanting confirmation if Walter White had died. Mm-hmm. And of course, everyone wanted to know, like, what happened to Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't do well with their imaginings being the answer to a series finale.
Well, yeah,
like
when
that.
It's
fine.
Yeah,
with
when
it.
It's open to interpretation, it gets. Waters get murky, which is, right. But I think is if you're ending a series, you have to kind of go that route just because if you give a definitive answer, 9 times out of 10 doesn't really work out. So if you leave it open for interpretation, everyone can kind of try and take away what they really want.
Well, and I also think when you give a definitive answer, it's insulting to the intelligence of the audience and their ability to look at the history of a character and therefore be able to look forward and imagine what their life is going to be like.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So I thought that this was really just going to be a sequel and was pleasantly surprised that it filled in the gaps on what happened in that last season, particularly those last few episodes when Jesse and Walter have split and Jesse's cooking for the cartel.
Aren't they Nazis?
The Nazis. Sorry, the cartel's gone. Yeah. My bad. He's cooking for the neo-Nazi white supremacist.
Against
Todd,
his will.
Todd and friends.
Against his will.
Right. Very much against
his
will.
He's like living in a cage.
He's living in a cage. He's chained to a ceiling. Anyways, so I was I really liked that. I was pleasantly surprised by getting to see this further picture of Todd, who had kind of played a really periphery role and then really was a standout, I felt, in this movie. He played a very interesting character who does this brutal job, and then it has this weird sociopathic detachment from what he's doing, but he's also kind of likable and funny in that way.
He's like really nice as well. Like he's a
right,
he just
but
does
he's
what,
like oh, he, but he's also does horrible things.
Yeah, he's like super. Everybody in this show does. He's but I would say I agree with you what you're saying that he's like super cold when he needs to be, but he's also like very friendly. He like knows right, what he has to do to get something done, and he knows the rules. And he's like, hey, let's. I was thinking about getting pizza tonight.
Right. What kind do you like? Yeah, it's very curious. And that was not a side of him that I'd necessarily seen or remembered well from the series. I did really like how it really stayed. It felt like another episode. Like it felt in continuity with the series. Like I remember watching the show and my stomach hurting like the entire episode because of the level of tension. And I had the exact same experience with that. And so they have these moments of, oh my gosh, how is this going to turn out? And then it turned on you. And then these montages that are super tweaky that even though Jesse's not on meth anymore, they still kept that going. So I really liked that. And I liked the feeling that this was an added episode and that they were able to spend, 4 years since the series ended mm-hmm. to pick up exactly where they left off.
It definitely had a TV movie vibe more than a cinematic
good, yes but I appreciated that because
yeah I didn't mind
this
that.
Was never it was a TV show
yeah
I didn't want it to necessarily be a
wasn't like Entourage
so I felt like it was right
or the Simpsons
gosh
movie.
My rating I'm struggling with my rating because I think it was really well done
mm-hmm.
I loved it mm-hmm. but I thought it was totally unnecessary like I didn't have like, the only reason why I would give it a meh is because it didn't add anything to the experience of the first 5 seasons of Breaking Bad mm-hmm. in my experience. But mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a splash because it was well done. I was entertained.
Interesting.
I felt like it stuck with the show. But I didn't. I'm kind of in between because I was like, I didn't need this.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine with how the other one was. So,
which is why I asked you those questions before. But
yeah,
I think you hit everything pretty much on the head. It definitely felt more like a long episode than like a movie, which we've already kind of said. I didn't think whatever movie that anybody had in their mind or expectations that people had in their mind about this, I think they reached, but not necessarily exceeded. You know, we got to see, like I said, we got to see some reoccurring characters. Obviously, the scene with mm-hmm. Walter White, it was just a flashback, but it's technically a new scene, was definitely thrown in there just to felt very, like to throw it in there. I don't know if it really had anything to do with the story.
Right, I just love the banter. Like, I forgot their zippy banter.
Yeah, and you see Jesse hyped up a little bit, whereas in the current time of the movie, He's very on edge. And the movie's basically about like getting $1,800. So, I mean, there's obviously, but that was what really it came down to. And there's a lot of good things about this movie or entertaining pieces about this movie. There's a couple of twists I thought were good, but all in all, it just seems like an extended epilogue, really, of the mm-hmm. show. I think I would have liked to see I don't know what I was right. expecting. So I don't hate it. I don't love it. I would give this one a meh for sure. I am a fan of the show. But to go 4 years later and be like, yeah, we're gonna make this thing. And they were pretty secretive about it for the most part. But
yeah, I had no idea.
I would.
It was a news item on an episode for G Splash that this was even happening. I mean, I would have figured it out, but
Yeah, I think I don't know. As a movie, like I would, I think I want a little more. If you're gonna title it a movie and change the title basically of the whole thing too, I think. But you know, I mean, the original cast involved, the original creators involved, as he wrote and directed, I think the film. Again, but it comes back to like, I don't know if anybody really needed that. I think they tied that a lot. Like, this is spoilers going forward, but like they tied the Alaska thing in, which okay.
With Mike, yeah. I mean, I splashed it because of my love for the series and it feeling true to the series. Not because I thought that standalone it was anything above and beyond. And I have so much nostalgia because I used to watch it with my parents. Mm-hmm. My dad had that exact Toyota Land Cruiser growing up. And now my dad isn't able to watch the show anymore in any meaningful way. And so I just felt like really, it was a nice revisiting of some personal memories in a show that I loved. Not necessarily that I thought this was great, but in no way would I say, if you watch it, will it ruin how you feel about Breaking Bad? I think it was just like a cherry on top.
Yeah, maybe. It's definitely, after watching it, it's not crazy satisfying, but you're like, okay, I'll take that. Also, I don't mean to end this on not necessarily a sad note, but this was also Robert Forster's
last performance,
and I absolutely love this guy and everything he's ever done. He is a very great actor in his role. He plays very similar roles in a lot of his stuff, but in Jackie Brown, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, and probably one of my favorite, if not maybe two or three of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films. I think he died the day that this was dropped. So that's weird. In one of those kind of moments. But yeah, great actor.
Yeah.
It's good to see him again back as that role. And then kind of tying back to the scenario that Jesse was in. Yeah, it's a man for me. I don't know if I would necessarily tell people to run out. I talked to Chris. I talked to Chris on the last episode of G Splash, and he was like, yeah, I've never seen any of the episodes. I don't know if I would tell him to, like, you need to rush through all the seasons to get to this movie. I'd rather
no.
You probably would recommend.
You want to savor Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
Breaking
Bad
is a show
to
really savor.
I would tell him to
let sink in.
I would tell him to watch the series, and then if you still want to continue the path, watch the movie.
Yeah. I would say it's a good little, it's kind of like the Toy Story 4 thing.
Yeah.
It's this epilogue story that's like, that was fine. That was great. It was, you know, I liked it because it brings back people that I really cared about and gave great nostalgia. And I loved seeing him with his friends again. And
There's
are some really heartwarming moments just like in the series. But by no means would I say this is the best part of this franchise.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that like this made that series in on a bang or anything, but
no.
Let us know what you think. Let us know if you enjoyed El Camino. Maybe you really love Jexy. Don't know why you would, but maybe you did. Let us know. You can hit us up at gsplashbc@gmail.com or hit us up in the Say app because we're doing lots of stuff with that coming up. But before we get out of here, I want to talk a little about some coming attractions. We got Maleficent, which two, actually. This is a sequel.
Mistress of Evil. Yeah. She's my favorite.
She's a great character. I'm not sure about this movie just yet.
Me either.
Also,
I'm worried.
You should be. Zombieland 2 is also coming out, which I'm also worried about because I absolutely loved the first one. This one's called Zombieland 2 Double Tap. Got the original cast and a few more people to it. Again, I feel like these are two sequels we maybe not asked for or wanted, but they're here. So
I guess we'll see what happens.
And I mean, then, after you watch Maleficent, we're like, man, I can't wait till part two.
No.
I think I will say that
after watch Sleeping Beauty, I was not like, I want a live action of this. Like,
right. Disney's live action is definitely a long hit or miss.
But Maleficent is my favorite female villain of all time.
I mean, I don't see it played by anyone better.
No.
The first one was pretty good.
Yeah, the first one was good. It was entertaining. Mm-hmm. I thought it was an interesting take on the story where she isn't really the villain necessarily that we think she is.
Yeah, those are your favorite type of movies.
I know. Yours too.
Mm.
False.
I think I would have liked Zombieland 2 maybe a little bit closer to Zombieland 1, but I'm still going to go see it, obviously.
It's been a decade.
Yeah,
it's
which been a while. I don't know what the track record is on that, and I'd have to look that up. But
well, I just saw Zombieland for the first time on Saturday. So.
It's good. It's a good movie. No, it's a splash. Don't even.
Is this really a show with us if we're not arguing? It was entertaining, but I by no means would say you have to watch this film.
I mean, it's probably dated. I'm sure it's dated.
I mean, it was the height of the zombie craze.
Right. So now it sounds like now it's like if you see zombies now, you're like, oh, shit's played.
I mean, I will see it with an open mind. I hope it's good. I want every movie we see to be a splash. I don't want to spend my time watching movies that I could take or leave or movies that I think are trash. I want everything to be a splash. I want to be like my mother where every movie is a splash. But that's just not my reality.
Yeah, you have a hard shell with that. Jojo Rabbit is also on the list that's coming out this week, as well as another movie that it's not on my list that I have right now. But Jojo Rabbit looks dope. It's with Taika Waititi.
Jojo Rabbit, what else is the other one?
The other one is Lighthouse, I think is hitting the main market with Robert Pattinson, who's rumored to be tied to your favorite Joker.
I don't want to talk about that. It makes me sad.
Anyway, go to the movies.
Go to the movies.
Yeah. Always go to the movies. I know it's a lot of money sometimes, but if you sign up for subscriptions, you'll be all right. Not that they're paying
us. That AMC A-list, I don't know why they're not giving us like a small percentage of something.
Because they don't need to.
We really hype them.
We do, but they don't. They're like, you're going to hype us anyway, so why would we pay you?
But I don't know anybody else who's an A-list member besides you.
For Chris, he would be, but there's no AMC where he lives.
So people obviously need to hear more about it. So AMC, if you want to give us a little bit of coin for continuing to talk about how much we love you, hit us up.
They just started
in the email.
They just started an on-demand service, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Check your A-list. That's going to do it for this episode of Splash Trash Meh. Katie, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week where we're talking Maleficent, Zombieland, Jojo Rabbit, maybe Lighthouse if we can extend that long. It's going to be a dope show because what?
It's the dope show.
The dopest podcast on earth.
Bang, bang. See you next week. We out of here, baby. Peace.
Goodbye.